Blog Talk Radio.
Mom and I fighting him
not to go to sleep. You got to stay woke. I'm going to go ahead and take them where, A, there'll be less people, and B, these people know him. You know, I came to you all because you were the first place that popped in my mind when his mom said that he was struck by a vehicle. So we go ahead and take him down Fort Washington, and he had to get some stitches in his chin and a brace on his right wrist and, you know, neosporin and all that on his knees. But other than that, he was good. God prevailed. But girl, I was like, she was like, you were on your show and I didn't want to disturb you, you know.
Yeah.
She was like, it was the last few minutes of your show. I said, Reese, couldn't handle that. Reese couldn't handle that. I was like, Charlie, my son is everything to me, man. Everything. So you were supposed to totally take your mind off of the fact that I was on the show and let go and get him attended to. So, but again, like I said, we took him and the doctors saw him. They did a CAT scan and x-rays and all that stuff. And everything came back positive. So, but Pete is the man going to offer him pizza. Yeah, I'm going to come back.
You should have left the car with him and the number to the pizza hut people, because, sir, they're going to be cold.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that was another step that I left out. We called the police, and they came here to the house. But funniest thing, it was a male officer and a female officer. Both of them were scared of ghosts. So they was like, nah, we're gonna conduct this interview in the hallway.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah. Man. I can understand the female.
Sir,
you know,
no.
Because she was a small individual. But the man, nah, bro. Come on, man. Come on,
listen,
man.
The dog don't care about if you a big 2-foot, 6-foot man. The dog don't care. All he see is meat, and I want to bite you. That's all he see.
Yeah, well, ghosts still
ain't no whales,
really.
Ain't no whales, bro. Ain't no whales.
No,
ain't no whales.
Ghosts are still really a puppy. So
listen, a puppy with grown teeth.
Nah, that's an oxymoron, sis. Can't no puppy have grown teeth.
Listen,
no.
To me, when they look like they about to bite, like when they going raw, them teeth look fully grown to me.
That,
even though they probably is puppy teeth. You know what I'm saying? But when they coming at you, they bite hard like adult teeth.
Now, that I can understand. I can
there
understand
you go.
That. I can't understand. That puppy got grown teeth.
Well, you know what I meant. That puppy got some grown-looking teeth. That's for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, even after that, you know, we all settled down. We went to breakfast because it was 7 o'clock in the morning when we got out of the hospital. So, and I called my supervisor around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and told her what had happened, and you know, if she needs paperwork, I'll bring it in. But you know, my priority, which is my son, and she was like, "Yeah, I understand that," you know. So yeah, we and look, I got it on his last Christmas tree. I kept coming in his room. You good? He said, "Dad, they said I can go to sleep now." I said, "Yeah, but," and they told me to keep looking in on you, making sure you're all right. He was like, "Dad, I'm okay, except for I'm trying to go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But you won't let me." So I said, "All right, well, I break it down from every half hour to every 45 minutes." Yes, yes.
Right.
You know, children don't understand what we go through when they're hurt, you know? When, when things aren't right, man, you know? And I was one, when I was young, I never understood. I'm like, "Mom, I'm all right. I feel good. I want to go outside." And she like, "Nah, son, no, you cannot." So
yeah,
I said, "All right," you know. But yeah, that was my Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Listen, when Monday rolled around, I don't know who was more ready for me to go to work, including Reese, because I put her on patrol once Emmanuel told me I was doing too much. So I put her on patrol, see if that would, you know, soften the situation. And yeah, everybody, including myself, was like, "Monday morning,
right?
Get out of here and go to work." But hey, again, I'm thankful. I'm so thankful, because that thing could have been ugly. It could have seriously been ugly, but God didn't see for it to be. So just saying thank you. What about you guys? How was the weekend?
The weekend was good. We had, of course, we had Round Face over here bossing us around, you know, thinking, you know, we had to take some orders from her, you know, and then we went over to her house, and we still had to take some more orders because now we in her house.
Right.
So, you know, her room is coming together. I told you I was putting her room together for her.
Right.
So she ordered some stuff, and, you know, we put it up, and we had, you know, a good little time at my daughter's house, her new house. So we spent the day over at her house and had an amazing time. Had an amazing time. And, you know, I got to see, you know, all of my kids except for one, and but he's supposed to be coming over this weekend. So it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Well, we had an amazing time.
Great.
Family time. I didn't watch that game, though, but family time.
Why you couldn't watch the game?
I didn't watch this one or the one before. See, when it gets down to stuff like right now, I did watch the game because, you know, it comes back on later. You know, it comes back on, so you get to watch the replay of it. So I watched the replay of it because I already knew the outcome of it. So I did that, but I had to use my husband to be the moderator. Again, I'm upstairs, he downstairs, so he's running back and forth, you know, let me know what's going on. And I'm like, "Oh, man, we losing?" He was like, "Yeah, babe, y'all losing." I was like,
That's what I can't do. I can't go, once I know the results, I can't go back and watch it.
Well, I got to see how – I got to – only reason why I go back and watch it, I want to see what really happened. Like, you know, listening to it through his ears is one thing, but seeing it for my own self, and then I can put my own narrative on it, and I can say what really happened and how it happened, and I can really explain what's going on, because then I've seen the whole thing. You know, because I have to come on here and explain what happened. Even if we lost, I would still have to come on here and explain what happened. So I still have to go back and look at the game, you know, the whole thing.
Well,
so
all you had to do was look at your phone, because I swear.
I mean, I did that too.
Yeah.
Like every now and then I would look at my phone, but then I couldn't even do that after when we was down 24/7. I was just like, fuck, excuse me. I was just like, forget the phone, because that's going to, where's my blood pressure medicine at? Where's my blood pressure medicine? Let me take that. Let me you know, take my medicine. So, I mean, that's just where I be. Like my mom is saying, she said, as long as I hear Keith, which is my dad, cussing, I know we ain't doing good. So, you know, Tang don't, he don't be that hype because it's my tune. You know what I'm saying? Like, he don't
get, I know.
You can't really tell what's really going on unless he's telling you what's really going on. Because it's not his team. Now, if it was his team, you would know what's going on, because he'd be cussing and fussing and doing all that, you know, all that kind of stuff. But other than that, nah, I'm good.
Mm.
Exactly.
I did. And look, I said to Reese, I said, I bet the trees ain't even watching.
I wasn't watching.
But
you
could have
called me out and held the whole conversation with you.
See, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that at all. But by not watching, you missed a great comeback. You missed it. And
I saw it. I promise you, I saw the whole thing.
You saw it.
Yeah, that's
after
okay. It's okay. It's a little delayed, but it's okay.
I can deal with it,
and I'm cool with it, because I can't have my blood pressure up like that. Like, I just can't. Like, I'm not about to kill myself over this game, so I just rather not watch it and be cool with whatever outcome it just come, and I'm cool with it. And I be listening, and I be 49 and out. I be having all my stuff on, my hat, my shirt, my pants, and then my dress over top, because I don't wear pants no more, but my little stretch pants got the 49ers on it. And then I got my shoes that say 49ers. So I'm ready. I'm suited and booted. Got my poncho on, everything. I'm suited and booted. But I'm watching UFC or MMA or bull riding or whatever's on. That's what I'm watching.
I can't do it. But, hey, whatever makes your ice cream taste the best. That's what you do.
Exactly.
For real. All right, y'all. On today's episode of Kale's Corner, we will discuss Vision top five. You know, the best in each division, top five. Lady T is going to present the winner of Lady T's pick for this weekend's NFL championship round. We will also take a long minute. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all a little secret. Anytime we only have like three topics, it's because I really feel like we need to go in depth with the topics. I said topics. We have, okay? So we're going to take a little minute and talk about both NFC and AFC championship games. You guys can join Lady T and our online corner crew, my Betty G, what's happening? On Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our Tales Corner family on 563-999-3782. Now, that's each and every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Tales Corner.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it real.
It's our only real, guys. It's our only real.
No, we talking about. Y'all
yes.
know what we talking about. It's our only real. Be right back.
We're on the right to music.
NBA divisions. NBA division. Okay. You good.
Thank you, far too kind. Can I get an encore?
Do you want more? Cook me and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to brawl. Now what the hell are you waiting for? Answer me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise. No fresher than whole, riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rap, it's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O., rap great and dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jet, Slow Express. Out the country, but the blueberry still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep.
Boy, that came back just in time for that. All right. The Eastern Conference, y'all, there's the Celtics, Bucks, 76ers, Knicks, Cavaliers. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and do the top 10. At 6 is the Pacers, 7 the Heat, the Magic, 9 the Bulls. And at 10, it's the Nets. At 10, it's the Nets. Now, over here.
Who was after the Bucks? I'm sorry. Who was after the Bucks? You said Celtics, 76ers. Bucks. 76ers, okay.
With a 29-16 record. 29-16. Now, what I will say, the Bucks are not far ahead at 32 and 15, and the Celtics at 36-11. So they under 10-point lead for the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. Okay, now this Western, wow. You have the Timberwolves at number 1, the Nuggets number 2, the Thunder number 3, Clippers at number 4, the Kings at number 5, the Suns at number 6, number 7, the Mavericks, number 8. The Pelicans, look at the Pelicans, man. Look at the Pelicans. Number 9, the Lakers, the number 10 team in the Western Conference are the Utah Jazz. Now, this now, 1 through 4 is even closer in the West. 33-14 are the Timberwolves, 33-15 are the Nuggets, 32-15 are the Thunder. So they battling in that West, man. They are truly battling in the Western Conference. Say you, Treece, about these standards thus far.
I watched a couple of the games over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
and listen, I'm just gonna say because I know my Bulls barely made it, but we on a roll. I'm just going to say that. We on a roll and we looking pretty cool. And I like that. But I'm trying to see what's going on with the Bucks in the 76ers. Because I'm just going to say this, and I know Cap, when he come on, he going to have something to say. But the 76ers, Joel Embiid, every time they play, they go up to Denver. He never plays. He hasn't played in Denver since 2019. So I'm just trying to figure out why he don't never want to play when he go to Denver. Is it the altitude or is it Joker? See, I need Cap to explain something to me. I need an answer for that, Cap. I need an answer. But the Western is close, and I watched that Suns game. I can't remember who they played, but I watched the Suns game, and sick man, Kevin Durant, that's a bad boy. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say. Everybody talking about how you need to comb his head, brush his head, do all this, all that. listen. He ain't worried about combing his head or brushing his head at this point. The way he brought them boys back and won that game.
Right.
I think it was in double overtime.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bad boy. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. All I kept saying was, save some, Durant. Save some. Don't give them all that now. You know, save just a smidge, please.
Bad
you know, we're on the front side of the season.
Exactly.
You know, save a little bit of that, bro. But
a little bit.
Hey, when a player wants it, all I'm going to say is we complain about guys not giving their all. So when a player decides he wants to give his all, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. So great job. Great job. I still don't want him coming to D.C. on his farewell trade. I don't want that.
All right.
You call them out. We're going to go ahead and bring them on in here. What's up, Cappy Tone?
Cappy Tone.
Yo, what up, fam?
What's going on?
Man, it's been a...
What's up with your
boy? Oh, my God. Listen, the past few years, it was because he was out of shape, and that altitude don't work for when you're out of shape. But this year, he truly had a knee injury. He got jacked up against Indiana.
Okay.
Now, had he played last night, I would have been livid. But he sat out last night also.
He called out last night. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he sat out. Yeah, we blew out last night. But the past couple years, he was just his conditioning was poor. And you know, shout out to Under Armour. That footwear leads to ankle injuries all the time. And knee injuries. Ask Steph Curry if you don't believe me.
What happened?
Under Armour is not a basketball shoe. You know, he wear Under Armour.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They're a football shoe. They didn't jump into basketball, but everybody that wear them always turning their ankle or jamming their knee up.
You know, that's accurate. That is accurate. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me just say this. I got a couple pair of Under Armour tennis shoes. Thank you for telling me not to be jumping and running. I'm going to be walking in those suckers. Thank you.
You don't play basketball anyway, Tree.
And listen, but I be exercising, and you know you got to jump up. I be trying to do the burpees. You got to jump in the air and come down, jump in the air. I might twist my daggone ankle trying to do that.
Yeah, you got to be careful, sis. No jumping.
No jumping. See what I'm saying, Cam? No jumping. It ain't got nothing to do with football.
Yeah.
I mean, basketball.
If you deliver in mail, they're perfect if you're delivering mail.
Oh, I know that's right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Delivering mail.
But, okay, thank you for explaining that, because I was wondering, like, what is going on with Embiid and going to the Denver Nuggets? Is it just because – he don't want to play Joker, or is it the atmosphere like you were saying? Okay,
yeah,
so I get
but
it.
He averages about 35 on Joker, so you know that ain't it. But the media will try to, you know, the media put that out there though. But you know, he destroys Joker every time. It's just that he hasn't played. It's ironic. It's ironic he hasn't played in Denver though.
when Ryan Clark was playing with Pittsburgh, he never played in Denver, ever. And he had a doctor backing him that wouldn't go good for him playing in Denver, Ryan Clark. Yeah, so.
Oh, wow.
Altitude is real. The altitude is real. And it swells up. You know, it swells up injuries, too. It swells up knees and ankles, like, let's be on that plane and stuff.
So, if you're from Denver, do it act the same way, or it just, you know, from people just visiting, it acts that way?
Yeah, if you're not acclimated to what's going on.
Yeah, that's
all that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you come in, your team, and you just have a tweak in your ankle, it's going to be a full-blown disability to you.
Oh, let me take that off my plane. No trip to Denver. I take that off my to-do list.
Come on in here, Lou. What's happening, Lou?
Well, first of all, good evening.
Good evening.
All right. Yeah. All right. So I know we're on the subject of basketball, but you can't deny the two football games that are played this weekend, even though my
prediction is
obviously.
We on basketball, Lou.
Basketball.
We on basketball.
No. Yeah. Of course, now we're about a week and a half until the trade deadline comes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. The Nets need some help. The Nets really need some help because they are drowning. They had to get you know, a good trade if they want to stay alive in the Eastern Conference. But
yeah.
I'm not liking what I'm seeing. I mean, they were fine through Christmas, and then all of a sudden, the bottom has dropped out within the last 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
As a longtime suffering Nets fan, I'm not happy.
Well,
Watson
got a few wholesale players that you can come on and holler at us about.
Well, it could be worse, you know. I mean, it could be the Pistons or the Spurs. Oh, boy. Okay. Mm. Never mind.
The Spurs are getting better.
A little bit better. I mean, Wembanyama, you know, okay, he's good, but I don't think he's great as everybody thinks he's, you know, he's the only one doing all the work because the rest of the team is, you know,
they watch.
A comic tragedy.
They're standing around watching.
Yeah, they are. Last night, Wembanyama got the rebound, shot it again, missed the shot, grabbed the rebound again, and I looked around. I said, "Why aren't they moving around? Why aren't they trying to help this boy out?" And it looked to me. That the whole team is saying, we want to see what he's going to do. We want to see what he can do. And to me, y'all going to wear that young man down. Y'all going to wear him down. Because 1 versus 5 is never a winning scenario. You know?
No. But if you look on the sideline when that was happening, because I know exactly what play you're talking about. If you look over to the sideline and you look at the coaching staff, he probably was losing his mind. He was saying, move. Like, he was moving his arms. Like, move, go around, do something. Like, get over. He was, whatever play he was trying to get them to do, he was, like, motioning his arms and, you know, feet. And I was like, oh, they about to give this man a heart attack.
Yeah.
He was less of a heart attack. But like, so, Donovan, Luka's done some real damage though this year so far.
Who?
Luka Doncic.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, Luka Doncic.
I'm just gonna say this. The other night Luka had 73.
Close enough.
Yeah. What did the rest of the team have? What did they have?
Exactly.
It's like Lucas said, well, Embiid did it. So now I got to make myself relevant.
Mhm.
Yes, you do.
Mhm. Well, if you listen to and I don't even really particularly agree with Kendrick Perkins most of the time.
Yeah.
I was listening to him I think it was yesterday or today. I was listening to him. And he said something that I was like, yeah, because what is going on that one person is getting 70, like frequently. I can understand one person every now and again getting 60 and 70 points, you know, once a year, you know, maybe twice a year. But it already happened, five times this year, and the year just started. So what is everybody else doing? What defenses are y'all? The game has gotten so to the point where you can't even touch nobody, you can't check nobody, you can't do nothing. So everybody is just standing around while this one person is getting all these points. I'm like, where is the rest of the people at? Why are y'all ain't defending him? What's going? Y'all know they're going to give the ball to him. Somebody got to go out there and stop him at some point. Like, it's not making sense to me.
Hmm.
Right.
Let's bring the Huckleberry. 75-57. What it do Tuesday?
What's up, Huckleberry?
What's up, everybody?
What's up,
huh? Listen, 5-7.
I'm gonna say this about since you and two teams you talked about, sis, the Bucks and MB 76ers.
Yes.
First, I'm gonna say this about the Bucks. We might as well just go ahead and get ready for them to play in the championship. That script has already been written. When have you ever heard of a coach with a winning record getting fired in the middle of the season? Not even in the middle
it's
of the season.
It's been done.
You know, you fire a coach like that. Don't tell me it's been done. When was the last time it's been done? this team was winning. This team was winning, and you fired a coach because it was already set up for Doc Rivers to come back and coach. You replaced him with someone similar to him, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, so you won't get no fallout for that right there.
Warrior
effect.
That's what I call it.
So, you know, the script has already been written in there. You know, so if you want to talk anybody, you want to talk conspiracy and what the NBA is doing. And as far as Embiid is concerned,
I
understand what you're saying, Cap, but if you want to be the king, you don't want nobody else coming into your territory or you having to go to their territory and challenge them. And it seems like lately, if you ask me, Denver, how long? Ever since I'm 67 years old, and Denver was there before I was born, and you got enough people in the pros, they know how to combat all that stuff. It just seems like to me that it's so convenient that every time they got to go to Denver to play Joker, homeboy is hurt or he's sick or he doesn't make the trip. And I think it's all part of the plan because if you go there and you get showed up, then you're not going to get the MVP award, which he openly said the other night, yes, he wanted it again, which is nothing wrong. But what about the championship, bro?
That's the goal.
Let me ask you this.
Well, you've been working on that goal for the last 4 or 5 years. You even walked off the court crying 1 year because you weren't able to get to that goal. Now it seems like you're just concerned about individual accolades.
I mean, he's soft. Well, I never said he wasn't. I never said he ain't had heart. I never said that. I always talk about his talent.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like he ain't from Philly. He just played for Philly. You feel me? He's a foreigner. He's a foreigner, man. He's tall. He's a big, soft dude. I love his game, but he's tall.
So he just played for Philly.
What if he has the same situation going on with him that Ryan Clark did, and he just doesn't want to
put that out? It would have been put out.
Ryan Clark openly came out and said why he didn't play. He didn't just keep making excuses not to go there. He came out openly and said it. Embiid should do the same thing if that's the problem.
Man, he's going to get winded. He's going to be winded. I told you, he's been out of shape. He's been out of shape.
But Cap is not just this year, Cap. Last year, the year before that,
he was hurt.
He didn't play last year.
He was. That's what I'm saying. He was out of shape the last few years. Is what I'm saying. This year was a real excuse.
Some other years, I don't give him no excuse.
Uh huh. I'm listening.
He getting paid millions. He getting paid millions, bruh. He getting paid millions. Out of shape
you,
and all of that. Come on, man.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I love you, Cap.
Yeah.
You know that ain't good, bro.
I love you, Cap.
No, it's not. No, I didn't say it was good. She just, the sister asked what she thinks going on, and I just gave her, you know, my synopsis. I'm not saying, oh, yeah, that's a good job. No, man, we win a ball.
Oh,
I got you.
I'm my man.
If you're going to dog me in your home gym, all right, come to my home gym and let me dog you. Let's see how it go. And I'll feel you on that. He keep getting off in Philly and then disappear when it comes to Denver. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But 57, let me address one more thing that you said it about the Bucks. You know why they fired him, right? They fired him because he wanted to get rid of the Nassis and the Antetokounmpo. And Giannis was like, no, leave him alone. He fine over there. He ain't bothering nobody.
He ain't bothering nobody.
Exactly. They ain't bothering nobody. He's just over there taking up space. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he ain't even bothering nobody on the court.
And that man wanted that spot for somebody else. He wanted to, expand the roster for somebody else, and they wasn't having it. So they let him go. That's what really happened. That's the excuse they used to bring Doc back in there. That's how they got him up out of there.
Wow.
I don't understand why Doc would want to go back to that headache. You got a nice, comfortable job sitting over there at the mic. You're already rich. Why do you want to go back to that, to get fired again in 2 years?
Because
he's the coach.
He wants to do that Mark Jackson effect. Like, Mark Jackson put the team together. He did all that. That's how he won his first title. That's just how he won his first title in Boston. That team was already put together. Then he went over there and won the title with them.
Mm-mm.
This team.
No, he was there a year before they put the big three together. They weren't winning nothing in Boston with him. And then they put the big three together, and that's what they won. They lost 2 years in a row.
They put something together. They put that team together. He just so happened to be there, I should say. Let me correct myself.
Yeah, he was already there.
And he decided to be there, right, the year before. And I think it was already in the making for that team to be together like that. So now, just like they did Mark Jackson, this team was already put together. Now he's going to try to come in and take him across the line and say, look what I did. Hey, I got him across the line. Mm-hmm. But all in all, the other guy was the one who really put that team together, was there already when the team was acclimated, like you said. And, he should have been there to see them all the way through it because he was doing a great job, just like you said. He was doing a great job. Like he was winning the whole time. So I don't understand the firing of the coach. Y'all might need to go pick up.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, I second that that notion.
I don't mind having it myself because sometimes I be questioning my Billy Donovan. I be looking at him like I just want to throw a shoe over there, hit him on the back of the head. Like, what are you doing? Like, you got all these talented people on the team. And we're still losing to teams that we shouldn't lose to. It's not making sense. Like, your game plan ain't making sense to me. Like, come on, stop.
No.
All right, come on in here, Tang. What's up, bruh?
Tang.
Tails Corner family. Much love and respect. How everybody doing today?
Yo, Tang. What's up, what up now? All right.
Tang.
What's up, Cap? What's up, 57?
Not online, much, Chris. Bro. What's happening with you?
Man, holding on, man. You know, getting chilly out here.
We got Ricky and Bobby.
And Mike. I ain't thinking about none of them today. Hey, what I mean, what was the topic? Because I came in, I heard y'all talking about a little bit of everything.
Right.
We're just on NBA.
Yeah.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, what was the question? Like, who was y'all? Embiid, Joker, that's what y'all was really talking about?
Well, no. That's what it led to.
The top basketball team.
That's what it led to. Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
Go ahead,
we were talking the top 10 in each conference. Top 10
in the East
and the top 10 in the West. And a real quick point to what Treece just said to her statement, Billy Donovan had the Bucks at number 2.
Mm-hmm.
When have we ever seen a coach fired unless there was a situation like homeboy from the Celtic who was messing around with the GM wife? But I've never seen a coach fired that has a team at number 2 in the conference. Never.
I think it was something with the front office and him. They wasn't seeing eye to eye. So, you know, when you ain't seeing eye to eye with the front office, somebody got to go, and you know it ain't going to be the front office.
Hey, I heard you earlier, Lady T, talk about why he got fired. Hey, just like y'all know, whoever the star on the team, especially Giannis, won that championship for them people.
Yep.
Hey, you try to get rid of his brother. He said, oh, no, it's time for you to go. He went to the front office. We're going to have to let him go because my brother, you already know, we already have it in the contract that my brother going to stay here.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's what that probably really
and
was.
Somebody said in the corner, somebody said, we can't say, but if we find we got to hire another black coach because we can't fire a black coach and bring a white guy in here. We're going to have to hire another black coach. Who's out there? Let's get Doc Rivers. He don't know what's going on, but we just need a coach in here.
Yeah, he ain't all the way black, so I'm just going to leave that on the table.
Yeah,
damn. Sis, that wasn't cool, sis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Go ahead, Tank. Damn. You just combobulated a brother on camera.
She's terrible with it, man.
Damn, you sensed a lot of feet on that one right there, sis.
I'm sorry.
But I mean, you know, they done played 47 games. You know, they're about to kick it in overdrive now after another week or two. All-Star weekend be here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we just don't see what it come down to. Like you say, I know it's a lot of top teams that's up in the West that haven't never been there. And also with the it's just about to get turned up, man. We about to really see some basketball going on. Finally see a little bit of defense also. Because like y'all said, with them everybody hitting 73 and 60 points, that's crazy too. Everybody trying to outdo it. And I feel what Lady T said, that like somebody really do need to, like, you know, you got to, I mean, give somebody an elbow to the, you know, you ain't got to do it viciously.
Yeah. Elbow somebody.
Don't be malicious with it.
No.
But,
no, I just think it's got to be a bad move.
Don't break my green, nobody.
You know what? I've been watching Draymond since he's been back. He really have been when he on the court, he's doing a great job, man. He like he won't let nothing bother him. You know, he's still Draymond.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want him to see be active and be into the game like he always was, but just don't do no crazy stuff. And he really been out there balling. But
did you see how the analysis changed the other night, Tang? Even though they lost the game, he won't mess with nobody. He was playing his butt off. They were talking about it, going to the Hall of Fame. I'm like, listen to these bums. They were ready to persecute him a month ago. Now they talking about he a Hall of Famer.
He played great.
He played great.
He's been a Hall of Famer. But by him acting like he got some sense, that's just going to, you know, stamp it for when he do retire. They ain't going to be for waiting.
Well, he almost got loose.
He's definitely Hall of Fame.
He almost got loose a couple of weeks ago, though. He almost got loose when he chest bumped the guy when they went up. He chest bumped him, and he I don't know if the dude touched the ball or not. And you know how you take your finger and you don't go around in a circle because you want your mm-hmm. coach to check, you know, the replay. He kept doing that, and the guy was doing that, and then he went in that guy's face, and he started doing it back real hard. Doing it. I was like, oh, he's about to get loose.
Oh,
well,
man.
Hey, but that's cool, though. That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool because you ain't putting your hands on nobody. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Absolutely right. Because, see, you can do it. You can do a little bit of taunting in basketball, but if you taunt in football, you in trouble.
Trouble.
You can do a little bit of taunting in basketball, which I like that. But Big Bro, the last three games, I watched our team, and I'm saying. I ain't saying they doing nothing 57. I'm just talking about the engagement of the players on the team and how they've been playing together. I think they really wanted. I'm gonna go ahead and say it since he's gone now, Lady T. Name Thumbhead. They wanted Thumbhead up out of here, man. Because even watching Jordan Poole, he's listening to the coach and everything. And I watched that game the other night against the Spurs, man. Even though I know both of them some sorry teams, but they was out there balling, man. They was playing together,
hey,
man. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no
Jordan Poole knows the writing is on the wall. Jordan Poole is out there advertising for his next team. He's not
that's
thinking.
Cool too, then.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
Cool too.
But he's not
thinking.
But who's going to pick him up, though, Kale?
I was going to say that.
That's
I don't think y'all going to get rid of him.
Yeah.
A lot of people would pick him up 57.
No,
a lot of people would pick him up 57. Yeah, a lot of people would pick him up. And it's a lot of coaches on teams that he gonna give them respect. It's the coaches like Alabama that he didn't respect at all. But it's a lot of teams that will pick Jordan Poole up because he's not a bum.
Jordan Poole came over to Washington thinking he was gonna be. It was gonna be like, it's my team now. And Poole's like, dog, hold on, wait a minute, dog, wait a minute, time out. I've been here a little bit longer. You could be your team if I leave. But while long as
right.
I'm here,
yep,
you have to fit in, my nigga. You have to fit in, dog.
Yep. Coos was asking for the ball last night.
Yeah.
And they was giving it to him.
Man. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. I like little Ty Jones, man. I like him a lot. I hope we don't get rid of him because he can run that point. And what's
happening
with the long right just seemed like he's just not even into the game no more. It's like he's losing his minutes or something, man. He's not performing like he did last year at all.
No,
I guess
he's not.
He's about to be done.
Where
he must know he's about to be
done. Y'all got nothing but pink people.
Where did Bagley come from?
Everybody pink on the team.
He came from Detroit, 57. He came from Detroit. I like him, man.
I like his game.
Me too,
DeRon,
man. He be
DeRon playing opposite Sampson. You know, he grew his head and done lost his whole damn basketball game. Everything he was doing last year, he cannot, will not, for some reason, do it this year.
He won't.
You know? And I'm like, bro, come on. You know? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's probably a situation where the coaches are saying, look, we need this from you, not that. So
instead of letting them be yourself.
Exactly.
Being yourself is going to get more points. They're trying to do it a whole new way. You got to learn a whole new way of trying to do something. He's probably not even interested. That's why you're getting what you're getting.
He's like, man, I want out of this show. I want to go. Come on in here.
Can I say something? Go ahead.
Y'all are now the light skin team. Everybody on the team light skin.
Come on, sis.
Everybody.
Man. Yeah. Damn.
Keep hitting me below the belt, sis. What's up?
The yellow fellows.
I love you, bro.
Yeah. I know you do, sis. I'm with you.
All right. Come on, team.
Dima.
D-Mob, sorry about our Ravens, D-Mob, but I know you left us that quick. I understand.
And you know it. And you know it.
Yeah, I'm Chiefs and 49ers right now. We about to see, though.
Come on, man.
Oh, come on, bro.
I hear we talking bad.
Come on,
bro.
Basketball.
Yeah. I hear we on basketball. My bad.
Sorry.
I heard
so
we're going to
remember that line.
Man. Yeah, you got to remember that line. That's me.
Oh, my God.
But welcome back to Ben Simmons. That's what I gotta
okay.
come in here and say, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Welcome back to Ben.
I forgot about him.
Fact.
Yeah, a lot of people forgot about him, but yeah, they in that 10th seed. He it was a big impact last night. He first game back since what November something.
See
they
it.
Said.
I
yeah,
didn't
yeah,
miss
first
that
game back. Almost
he, was,
a
he almost
dub.
Had a triple double.
Yeah.
For real?
Really?
Yeah. So really? Shout out, Ben. He looked real good too. He's out, man.
He did.
Shout out, Ben.
He
make
did.
You smile.
Come
shout
on,
out,
Ben.
Ben.
That damn.
That's
I got
mm-hmm.
So I mean, then on top of that, I want to say, do y'all think what moves y'all think gonna get made before this trade deadline? Do you still think Lakers are gonna trade D'Lo? Because I mean,
yeah.
since they announced it,
they gotta do something.
Averaging 27.
They gotta do something. Yeah, but not D'Lo, but somebody, bro.
Though.
No,
they gotta. They just got blown
D'Lo.
Out by the Rockets last night.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, they took
yeah.
that game
anybody,
off.
Anybody getting blown out by the Rockets is crazy.
They played that double overtime.
Don't let the Lakers.
To state, man. They took that Houston game off, man. Y'all know Goodenway. They played ten times, man. The Lakers going to beat the Rockets seven times, man. They
yeah.
took
but
off
that was
that
one
game.
Of the ones that they lost. That was one of them.
Yeah.
That was one of the three.
Don't man. Let the Lakers fool y'all and think they suffering. They ain't going to be there. Huh.
Well, the league gonna make sure that
be there.
You know the league.
Yeah.
The league gonna make
yeah.
sure LeBron in the playoffs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
I think Murray gonna go
like
over
Tang
there.
Say,
they need somebody, a defense.
Hold on, y'all. Wait a minute.
And they know what games to take off.
That's been their problem, Pops. They got too much defense. Enough people ain't shooting that basketball.
Nah, but see, they heard us talking about it. I don't know. But they were saying the boy Russell, they said his defense ain't going to be able to hang with the Murrays and all them other guys and Shea, Alexander Gilchrist. That's why they really want to get Murray, because they said his defense is up there better than Russell. They said they need some some top-notch defense on that guard position.
I mean,
but they need his offense.
They got the defense. That is like that's not the problem. It's like their defensive players don't produce offensively. You see what I'm saying? Because
right,
they got
yeah.
They got a lot of defense on that team. It just don't mesh when they all on the floor at the same time. So I mean, I understand. Yeah, go get Murray, because Murray is also an offensive player. Russ is also an offensive player. He probably lacks some defense. I feel like, it's 50-50. I see where you're coming from, Bob. It's 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they want to trade Russell, D'Angelo Russell, for DeJounte Murray. And they were saying DeJounte Murray is a better fit for the Lakers because of his offense. Not necessarily the defense. His
It can't be that. Cause
For his defense.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Russ averaged way more points than that,
man. His defense is better than D'Lo.
And that's
but
exactly what
they said.
They said they got enough offense. They needed some more defense.
Yeah,
that's what they said. Just on the top of the guard position. That's all they was basically talking about.
Yeah.
They said when they go Murray – and they go against Shea Alexander, they said they be, you know, D. Russell don't play no defense on them boys. Them boys do what they want to do to them.
Right.
And the Lakers said
they
put him in the trade.
Go ahead,
Dirk.
My bad.
No, go ahead. You got it.
Nah, I was just about to say they was going to bake that ham. Almost the ham about to get cooked. the ham about to get up out of there.
Oh yeah, he's definitely getting about it. Have y'all been seeing the way LeBron been looking at him lately, sitting on the sideline, staring him down like you don't know what you're talking about, sir?
Gotta go.
And the Lakers are willing to trade Austin Reeves That's was in the news yesterday. That came out yesterday too. They wanted to trade him.
He can't play D.
Wanted to trade him. They say he got all the offense. I mean, you know, he got a good offense, but he ain't got no defense, not none.
He can't stop nobody.
Nah.
He can't stop a nosebleed.
He slew footed on the defense.
Not slew footed.
Yeah.
Not slew footed.
I mean,
he is. Yeah. Facts.
So.
I think in the end, it's going to come down to the same four teams, the same – well, let's take it back. In the end, it's going to come down to the same eight teams, you know, Philly and Newton and the Bucks and the people out west, you know. I think this time we might see something different. We might – yeah, Boston, Denver. We might even see Chicago in it this year. We never know. Never know.
You ain't gonna see Chicago in what?
No.
You ain't gonna see Chicago.
No, I'm just naming off the teams. When, like, you naming off the Final Four, you know, the East and West. I'm just naming off the teams I think gonna be there. I'm not naming them all by division or conference.
Chicago
already
home with us. Chicago right now.
D-Mob.
I think. Yes, ma'am, mama.
D-Mob and Tang. I need y'all to calm down now. I need y'all to calm down. For real,
well,
calm down when y'all talk about the Bulls. Just calm down.
Chicago's sitting at number 10 right now. That's not
at number 9. Number 9.
They,
we at number 9.
Number 9. But that's not to say that they can't move up. But
that's right. A lot of ball left.
Bruh. Hey, bruh.
But
bruh,
they're sitting where they sit.
Hold your comments, Tang.
Big bruh, Chicago will stay. Write it down, Lady T. stay in the play-in spot through the rest of the season. Now, I'm not going to say that they won't make it into might make the first round, but they're going to be in the play-in spot just like they was last year, man.
All right, write it down for me. Mm. Write it down for me, Pops. They're not making it.
Not even in the play-in.
Well,
not even in the play-in.
They're in the play-in. They out of there. Play-in and done.
The Knicks hanging around too.
They home with us all. Right.
Yeah,
I'm
with you on that, Cap. I think the Knicks need another piece. Plus, what's his name? Sprained his shoulder last night.
Hold on one second. You can go say what, Kale?
The Knicks are pesky, and they're hanging around.
Hanging around.
Talking about the Bulls.
Nah, I'm off of that.
I think that trade of the Knicks, when they just made that trade not too long ago, what is that, about a month and a half, when they sent Sleepy up in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
What's my man's name? I call him Sleepy.
Oh, R.J. Barrett.
I like R.J. Barrett.
Cam Reddy. Cam Reddy.
It was R.J.
R.J. He can play in New York, though. He can play on that big stage.
I don't know why did they make that trade, though, man? I didn't see nothing good out of that right now.
Because R.J. couldn't play on that stage. He couldn't play on that stage with those people. Him and Randall don't mix.
Not at all.
They went 8-2 though, Pops. When the first 10 games with OG too, they went 8-2.
So
they went on
like
I like him.
OG played a defense.
I watched a couple of games up in Canada.
Yeah,
I watched a couple of them games up in Toronto. Man, he was doing what he's supposed to do on the court, man.
Not Toronto. New York went on an 8-2. Went 8-2 their first 10 games with OG.
Yeah.
I know he got fit in and they got to see where he's gonna be at, but like you said, I think they need another piece. They're gonna have to get. We can see it real in the next 2 weeks, right? Because after 2 weeks, that's when it's over with, right?
All-star break.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
Think we're playing for who I think is going to be the number one pick or the number two pick in the draft, and that's going to be the center from Purdue. You know, I think we need to get him because he loves to play inside, And he got a nice little jumper, you know, 15, 20-foot jumper that he can, but he loves inside. And I hope we can get this dude.
I hope we can too, 57. That would be a good look.
Right. Yeah, bro.
Y'all mess up look, for you.
All right. Hey, look, I saw this today, y'all. Let me just ask this one question, big boy. It's real fast. I saw this today about the three-point contest. Do you think that that's going to be good to have Steph Curry and that girl going against each other?
Sabrina.
Think about this way, Chang. They have to do something to bring more attention to the WNBA. What brings attention? Familiarity. If we're familiar with her, we'll watch. That's the hope.
And he going to make it close. He ain't going to smoke her.
No. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
He might lose.
I was going to say, shoot. He broke his record the last time.
And you see the discussion already. The NBA is loving that. The WNBA.
Yeah.
They're loving that. Oh, she might be Curry. Well, Curry is the greatest three-point shooter in the NBA right now. And if he loses to this woman, it's a whole bunch of mess that's going to come about with that. But the good side, the WNBA will have more viewers. And that's what they want.
There's a lot of
breaking news.
It's a lot of girls coming out of college this year who are good. That might not be able to get on a team because there's not enough teams. And I think what you just said, Kale, is they're looking for viewership so they can add some more teams.
Right.
And I think the popularity of the girls' game right now is up there. They need to take advantage of it while it's hot.
While it's hot.
I mean,
they got two more WNBA teams coming in 2025, so that
four-year rule that they got to do in college for to even go to the WNBA is what's hurting the WNBA, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, they have to go for 4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mandatory. Yeah. They got to play. That's honestly what's hurting them. Yeah, that's what's hurting them. They can't do one and done. All the attention is more so in college than WNBA.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
And Angel Reese already getting $1.5 million a year in college for endorsements since they passed that rule. She's getting plenty of money.
And the NCAA here lately feel like all they've been doing is losing. So they're going to hold on to those golden goose, them young females. You know, to try to keep themselves relevant. All right, let's go to Professor Nods. What's up, Nods?
Hey, Nods.
Professor. Man, I bought a 10-piece lemon pepper with fries on the way over here. I don't know where a professor came from, but
Nostradamus, what's up?
I told y'all this is my home's era. So I don't even want to hear it. But, y'all talking about that kid from Purdue for Washington. Look out. There's a French kid who's 18. I ain't saying he Wimby, but he might be the first pick, man. That kid he looked like a cartoon character. So look out for that. Y'all might be drafting that guy. Some 7-foot, 18-year-old from France. Yeah, I ain't saying
George
he Wimby, but.
No.
I seen our team lately.
He one of us. He got some OG Kawhi Leonard braids, but you know y'all can fix that when he get over here. But that brother looked like he might be a little something, man. Yo, the thing with the Lakers though, man, I know we so used to saying they gonna get it together and you know Bron is Bron. Bro, Anthony only missed like 3 games this year. Him and Bron been healthy most of this season. And their record is what it is. This just might be over, bro. Like, as far as that group being competitive for a chip, this just might be it. And if you flip D'Lo for Murray, you know, they pretty similar. I would say Murray's a little better, but not by much. But is he going to play well coming over to the Lakers in that fishbowl right before the playoffs? A lot of people crack under that pressure. So, I mean, I don't know, bro. I just don't see anything good for the Lakers coming up, man, because they've been healthy. They've just been getting ran out the gym.
Yeah.
So I don't know about them boys, man. But, yeah, everything else, I'm with y'all, man. Shout out to the Knicks. Thibodeau is going to wear everybody out before the playoffs start, and then they're going to get eliminated early, and we all going to be so shocked.
Again. Nah, you crazy, bro.
Okay. Call me crazy.
No, I believe you. I'm just saying you crazy. Like, you just – I like what you be saying, though. That's all I was saying. I wasn't saying you was crazy for saying it.
Hey, you talked about –
Are you telling the truth?
He played like 42 minutes a game in the first four games. He was over there in New York.
And now he out. Now he out with tendonitis in his shoulder. Now he out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I thought that's what happened to him the other night.
That's why I said that trade wasn't good. They gave away like two pieces to get that dude, man. And I don't think it was worth it, period. I don't care if they went 8 out of 10 games or whatever they did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think they got rid of him because he couldn't play with Brunson and Randall because he needed the ball in his hands. That's why RJ's so happy in Toronto because now he got the rock. He can do whatever he wants.
You ain't lying, bro. When I be watching Toronto, he be running that ball, man. I think that coach should have told him and Brunson, look, man, sometimes we got to learn how to share this ball with each other, man. To make them happen, you know what I'm saying.
In its defense, playing in New York Madison Square Garden, the lights are always on. I don't care who you playing, you playing against the other team and the history of that arena, and for some people. It's just
the lights.
Too much. Yeah.
The lights are bright. Bright lights, baby.
Real bright.
Okay. Lights, camera, action.
And that media, that media eats you alive. The media alive out there.
Yes, sir. You got to have some thick skin.
Yeah. I was going to say anything, however, whenever they want to. And you as the player, you just got to eat it. Just eat it and move on, bro. Just move, eat it.
I know we ain't talking about this, but there's only one person ever been able to control New York City in sports, and that was Reggie Jackson. So all the rest of them can go wherever they want to go.
Yeah. True. That's the truth. You know, New York.
There's one more two named Reggie that could control him. But he was on the opposite team, Reggie Miller. Because every time he went up there, he was not playing with them jokers.
And they love Babe Ruth as well. They love Bambino. Yeah. But other than those two, man, we'd be hard-pressed. Go ahead.
Hey. Talk about
But the Knicks fans are so thirsty. LT, Bernard. Can't forget Bernard either. Bernard King.
Bernard King.
Rocky
Marciano.
This man, hell, man. But the Knicks fans are so thirsty, though, to win, and they're going to support the team no matter what. Remember, dude, they made it to the second round with Melo. They dropped confetti in the building. Like, they just happy just to get anything, man. That's who that fan base is. They love the Knicks. So, you know, they make it to the second round, them folks will be happy, man. They can go home and celebrate. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right, John.
We're going to be the first ones to bring a championship back to New York.
Who?
The Yankees gonna be the first one.
Come on, man.
Talking about,
go ahead, because he's talking.
All right.
He tried to downplay it when they got Soto.
Yeah.
Now listen to him. He ready now, see?
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I forgot Soto. I did, man. I forgot Soto playing with them, man.
Yeah, Soto was there.
Boy. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. Y'all know by the music. What's coming next? You'll be right back.
Turn me up one thing. You for a bang bang 49 a game.
Go. I ain't never ran from a d- No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk. Never tell a lie to a dog. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? Ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever ever. I never ever ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever ever. I never ever ever put a for the money. Gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete?
Huh?
Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up.
How?
I make a bag in my sleep.
Okay.
Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be.
Work.
Still posted up like I leave.
Now.
Trust me, them choppers gonna bang. Cavity teeth. You been out there sweet.
Hey, three. I'm going to tell you one more time, and I know you wrote it down. That Bang Bang Nine Gang will be played the whole episode if y'all win the Super Bowl. I
okay,
told
so let me,
you that.
Let me just say this. Let me just say how messed up that is. Let me
it's
just
not.
Say how messed let me just say this off the break right now. Because if the Commanders had won last week, we'd be, oh, hell to the Commanders. We'd be hearing that song until we can't hear no more. Y'all won one game the first week of the season, and we heard that song all the way up until the next game.
No.
The last
no,
one standing
didn't.
On the corner, and I can't even get my own song played. Like, okay, but that's
no.
all good.
No.
All good.
No.
Now, I digress.
It's not. Just the corner.
Right, I digress.
Okay.
So
it's
good.
Kale's corner. No, you're not going to get all of that out and just come on. I digress.
Hey, I do. I digress.
You almost made me curse. Come on.
Don't curse. Don't curse. Don't get us put off.
Uh-uh. Go ahead.
Don't curse. It ain't that serious.
Okay,
so let's go.
Ahead.
Let's go.
Can I say something?
Say something. Go ahead.
Hey, sis.
Yes.
Listen, you know I love you, right? But I already
Absolutely.
Knew you weren't going to say nothing during the game. You like the general when the war going on. You standing behind the lines waiting for the report to come back.
Right.
I go
know.
Here, Tane.
Listen,
the
as long as I know that about
me. By a touchdown. Okay.
Exactly.
Go back downstairs and report back.
She going to watch the whole Super Bowl. Watch what I tell you.
Oh, she's going to watch the Super Bowl.
No,
whatever.
I'm not.
You ain't going to watch
Tang
the Super Bowl.
Tang is right here. Did I
Man,
watch
we
the whole last time we went? I did not.
Nope. We already had that talk today. She already said she's going to be in her phone. She's going to be outside.
Yeah.
She's going to be everywhere.
Everywhere but
what
one
if that's why y'all not winning? What if that's
no,
why y'all
not
winning?
No, that's why we are winning, bro. Well, come on, man. Don't do that. That's why we are winning. I got six.
We all need to call her on Super Bowl Sunday.
You can call me. I'm going to have a full-blown conversation with you. I'm going to call. I'm going to talk. Trust me.
I'm
going to FaceTime you. Go look at my TV.
You go FaceTime. Oh, man.
I can't with you.
Yeah.
I cannot with you. I can't. I'm not doing this with you right now. I love y'all so very much. I'll be playing my own theme music in my head. So, with that being said,
she's scared.
We ain't never
she
had
said,
this.
I love
on
you.
This.
I
we never had this right here, y'all.
Up.
Like, we ain't never had this on Kale's Corner before. Like, we've never had someone to not get a pick right. We ain't never had this. Okay, but we do have it this
oh,
week.
Oh Lord.
We do have it this week. We have it this week. And the honor goes to our one and only Huckleberry. Thank you very much. Cutsbury. He gets no picks right. Not one. All his money was a donation.
I know.
Okay.
That man was making spike picks.
Yes, he was. Yes,
he was.
So, one pick, okay? One pick, you guys. One pick. And if you ain't heard your name, you could be the winner. I'm just going to say that. Mima, Big Boy, Reese, Mom Betty, Cap, Kale, Lady T, and Kirby. If you still ain't heard your name, you are the winner. Two picks, a perfect score, two picks, and this person is Tane.
I know that's Tane right.
Tane picked the team, and he picked the 49ers.
Calvin 57, I was not going to see me behind like that.
To whittle it all the way down to two little teams before you could get it right.
Four teams. All that plays, bro. That's all
yeah.
that plays.
We had to get down to the final four before you could get it right.
Perfect pick. Perfect pick.
I couldn't let y'all leave me like that, man.
Congrats, bro.
Congratulations, bro.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Hey, look, let me say this. During the San Francisco game, you know how they got them little balloons at the car wash, at the car dealership, maybe dancing around. I'm dancing all around. By the time the third quarter in, I'm deflated like a bug.
with blue and white on. You and everybody else had on blue and white.
They shot it up. I fell asleep. I said, no, this ain't no way.
Yeah. I want to see the ring camera at Dan Campbell's house. I believe he didn't kick that dog over the weekend. I want that checked. That man and that fourth down stuff, like, dog, go up and score,
analytics.
Kick the field goal and milk the game.
You.
Like, I can't believe
analytics, bro.
Let it
ruin the game.
Y'all know what killed me? Even after they lost the game, everybody was like, oh, well, I don't blame him for going because that's how he played the whole year. He always going for. But this ain't a regular game. This ain't no regular season game. Sir, get all the points you can get. Stop.
And you were the Super Bowl. You were right there in the red zone. You was at like the five. Come on, bro. Kick that field goal.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he told me he wanted to
kick that field goal. You go up three scores, you take away the ability for them to give it to McCaffrey all half because now they playing from behind. They got to throw it a little more. That changes the game. And when you got the ball, they couldn't necessarily stop your running game, so you could have milked a lot of clock too. So, yeah, man, I can't believe dude did that. He's going to regret that one.
That's what I call it, the tail of two halves.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they didn't – everything that they did in the first two quarters, they did not do in the last third and fourth quarter. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if something is working and you're winning off of whatever that thing is that you're doing, keep doing it until they stop you from doing that thing. Keep doing it. Why would you go away from doing it?
Those stops on fourth down turned into momentum plays. It turned into momentum plays. Because every time you gave the ball back, 49ers, they scored. They scored every time. That would have made me say, nah. And then what's the small wide receiver's name that played for Detroit?
That dropped him? Reynolds. Amon St. Brown.
Why in the ham sandwich would you try to do a fourth and three with him? He's the smallest dude on your team, and I mean not throwing. It was a daggone handoff. I was like, bruh, you don't want
to. Yeah, we was on that immediately.
You don't want to win this game, bruh.
Mhm.
You're going to hand the ball to your smallest offensive player? Come on, man. You know, and
now,
it agitated me too, Tree, because they made all these excuses. Well, he's known to go forward at any time, and that's the way he plays to get himself here. Then, you know, we don't see anything wrong with it. But the week before, you dog Tomlin, you dog the coach of the Bills, you know, for doing the same thing they've done all season. You dog them. This dude and his team are in the NFC championship game. You got to change it up just for the fact that everybody is familiar with your play call. So you got to change it up.
I was getting so many texts. Gerald was texting, 57 texting. I said, I know everybody's sitting over there because when we was losing. And I'm going to keep it a buck. I said, I know Kale party over there laughing like I don't know what. Everybody laughing.
What?
I can't wait to get to the corner on Tuesday and talk trash to me. Right? So, listen. I said, I was telling Tang, I said, I know they can't wait to talk trash to me. I was saying this when we was losing. When Tang came back upstairs for that final, say, "Bay, y'all in the league." I said, "What?" He said, "Yes." I said, "Oh, my gracious." I said, "Oh, my eyes got biggest quarters." I was like a little kid in a candy store, like, "Oh, shucks. Ain't nobody gonna be talking nothing. They gonna, everybody gonna be like, y'all know y'all should have lost that game." Yeah. I was like, I don't care what they say now. I'm gonna brush my shoulders off. I'm just gonna be sitting down, looking, say nothing. I said, I ain't going to say nothing. Let everybody say what they got to say because we got one more game. I can't get too cocky because we got one more game. I ain't saying nothing.
I had already sent a text out saying, y'all know we're going to get cussed out whether they win or lose.
Look at here. Them first two quarters, I was a homo. In Lorton. You hear me? I was happy as
a bug. Oh, no. That's a horrible analogy.
Yeah, I'm all that excited.
Hey, wow. I was happy. I was happy.
We was happy on your tummy. You was on your tummy.
Yeah.
You going to let me finish? Y'all going to let me finish?
Some things you need to, like, don't share. Go
let
ahead.
Let them finish, y'all. Let them finish,
nah,
y'all.
Go ahead. Right. Let them finish. Go ahead.
We dumb.
Y'all have nothing to say now. Oh,
okay. There was one or two plays from getting the doors blown off, like straight up blown out.
Yeah,
that's how, man. One or two plays.
Let Kale finish, y'all. Let Kale finish his analogy. Hold on. Yeah. Go ahead, Kale.
Yeah, because it was celebration time. It was Slim cooling the game. Was set up and ready to go, celebrate good times, all that. And then this Bama, the very first time he went for it, all fourth down, I said, man, why? Y'all marched right down the field. No stopping, no interruption. Excuse me, sir. We need to get here. And all of a sudden, the defense, who were playing great football, they went to sleep. They absolutely went to sleep. And I was on the phone with my partner, and I was like, man, we're going to have to hear her mouth. We're going to have to hear her mouth. I'm telling you. And then I saw 57's text saying, y'all know we're going to get cursed out, win or lose. And I press down even harder. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. What is y'all doing? And them Bama just gave it up. Just gave it up. But
gave it up like a homo in Thornton.
Yeah. But I was thinking, I was thinking the
Almost got that out of my head.
I was thinking the whole time, come on, y'all. Can we stop being juvenile, y'all? Can we be grown men? Please.
I'm going to try.
For a second. Let's be grown men. It was a joke. That's all, man. Come on.
And that's all we're doing is joking with you, bro. That's all we're doing.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Man, come on.
As I was saying, I felt good. Because let me say that. I felt good because it looked like y'all were going to lose that first, second quarter. Saying to myself, it's four quarters to this game. It's four quarters. And, yeah, the final two quarters, y'all showed up. So, congratulations to the winners. Go Spurs. Congratulations.
The coach tried to take over and be a hero, and he blew it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't lying.
He was
and somehow Brock Purdy saw those rushing lanes and took them, and didn't nobody say he can't read defense because he ran. No, he ran because it was there. Same as everybody else. They should run more. Hell.
You ain't lying.
He surprised me just taking it off like that, you know. I didn't watch all of San Francisco this season, but I can't recall seeing him picking them up, putting them down like that all season, and like outrunning people. I was like, wow. It just goes to show you. It's not where you pick your quarterback. It's the quarterback that you pick. And San Francisco, when it comes to Brock Purdy, they did their homework and they made a proper pick. That's all I can say.
But I'm just so mad that everybody keeps saying that he still hasn't proved himself yet. And I'm saying this is second year in the league, first year starting. Last year, he played 9 games, but he didn't play all of the games. And they still want blood. Like, they still want everything from this guy. Like, he last pick of the draft. Like, what y'all want now? He got us here to the NFC Championship, not once, but twice. First 2 years in the league, that's what's on his resume. So can we stop saying that he's just only a system quarterback? Like, that's just stupid to me. Like, it's ridiculous.
And sis, we only paid 800 and some thousand for him.
That part right there.
Yeah. I think he's good, and he's proven himself to be an NFL starter. Shout out to Brock Purdy. I just think the talk went too far the other way, and so then people overreacted to that. Because when they started talking about Joe Montana, everybody was like, wait a minute, dog. Like, y'all going to throw Joe out there? Like, come on, man. let him build up a resume first, then, you know what I mean?
Build
that. But when they started off talking like that, that's what people snapped out on.
Let me explain why they did that. And I'm taking up from a quarterback. Only reason why they did that because they put the stats up from him and Tom Brady. And they're all similar. They're all the same. Like, they're damn near the same thing for the first couple of years of both of their careers. And Tom Brady wasn't picked number one or number two. You know what I mean? Like, he was picked way down in the draft as well.
Right.
So that's why they were saying.
It's a different era, though, because we throw the ball so much more. All the stats are a little inflated more than, you know, Montana era or even Brady era. So if you just do those, like, stats straight up apple for apple, it's always going to look like, you know what I mean, somebody is the next level this or that. Because wait till some of these guys retire and we look at who's the career passing leader for some of these teams. It ain't going to be the all-time great that you think. Like, go look at Aikman's stuff compared to Dak. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like the different era kind of changes stuff. But look, he's good. Like he deserves
no,
all
no,
the
no.
respect.
No, no, no. I agree with that.
All pro, all
I agree with
he's
that.
Good. But that,
no,
that boy Montana, that's a whole man. You got long.
Yeah, that's a whole other dog. That's why I ain't put Montana in it. That's why I didn't put him. But I was trying to do something like Tom Brady because he was the way he was drafted, and you know he just left the league. But he, you right, it's different eras. You know what I'm saying? So I understand where you coming from with that. I do.
Yeah. And
there are two quarterbacks in the NFL to go to four Super Bowls and not lose one. And that's Joe Montana and Terry Bradshaw. So they can say what they want to about Brock Purdy. I agree with what Cap said, and I agree with he's having a great 2 years.
Yes.
But, and what Sis said is right. They just compared him to the stats. But you really can't put him in the same category with the Tom Brady. Not right now. Not even Mahomes can go in that category yet.
Nobody can right now. Not yet.
Yeah, you're right.
Not yet.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh.
But so what happened to Baltimore? The game plan was all terrible.
Woo! It's gonna be a long talk.
Come on, guys. Tell us what happened. What's going on with Baltimore? Because Mom Betty said her feelings were so hurt over here. She's just like, my feelings is hurt.
Man, Baltimore ill prepared.
You ain't seen nothing.
Todd Monken, who is a good OC. I'm sorry.
We ain't seen nothing that Lamar Jackson did in that game all year long. They kept dropping him back too many times. He never took off and ran. They didn't have him that contained. He just never used his feet. And we watched Mahomes turn into Lamar Jackson. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Let me say this. And y'all know I always say that things are rigged and all that kind of stuff. Y'all know I always say that. And I believe it 100%. The news station, like 2 days before the game was supposed to be played, Baltimore, all the games were supposed to be played, they leaked a commercial. And the commercial said, the new champions of the division, Baltimore Ravens. The new champions of the division, San Francisco 49ers. And they're going to be playing in Vegas and da-da-da-da-da. So my thing was, in order for that not to be true, had to be sacrificed. Let me just say my part. Had to be sacrificed. So they already said that one team was going to win and the other one wasn't. So let's sacrifice the team that's not going to win anyway. And that was the Baltimore Ravens. So that's where I'm at with the whole thing because I saw the commercial for myself. And I was like, well, what? Wait a minute. Is that a commercial already? For the game ain't even played yet. So I'm trying to figure – it's all for entertainment. So we're all being entertained at this moment. Those are my thoughts. I'm just going to leave it alone, and I'm not saying anymore.
Well, it's turning to WWE to me.
You saw Roger Goodell gave the young man and his father tickets for the Super Bowl. And it said clearly, Kansas City, San Francisco. They have – the games haven't even been played. How did they know?
Because they had to switch it up.
Be in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible.
And I said, wow.
Yeah.
Now, I love football, but this is the first year I've seen that Rick mantra come into play. I've seen it more this year than I've ever seen it. Because I kept reminding my TV. I was like,
that's because people are gambling. People are losing money, and instead of them saying they made a bad pick, they're going to come up with some story about how the whole Vegas was rigged against them and that particular ticket. that's just what's going on. Like, look, Kel, I know. Just let me say this. I get out the way, Kel. How about we say the OC for the Ravens did a terrible job? Todd Monken, who I think is a real good OC, he's been good all year. But this game, it seemed like he was on the defensive, worrying about what Spagnuolo and the KC defense was doing. It was like all day he was on his back heel. Oh, they doing this. We got to do this. Oh, they doing this. Y'all don't look like y'all selves. Y'all ain't running the ball. You ain't getting Lamar outside the pocket to make some moves or put some pressure on him. Y'all just playing, okay, we hope we hit a deep ball. And maybe Lamar can make some magic happen. This dude caught his own pass one time. That was one of their biggest catches. And then the rookie, of course, the rookie made some terrible mistakes. The taunt penalty, man, get out of here with that. Man, nobody care about that. Stop throwing flags for silly stuff. But that fumble,
that was terrible.
Shout out to Snead. Boy, he made that happen. But, man, Flowers. But, overall, the OC for the Ravens lost this game, and Lamar lost this game.
Yeah.
Because, in my mind, Lamar is letting these people – oh, he got to prove to them he a pocket quarterback now, bro.
Just do what you do.
Don't be listening.
Do what you do. Move the chains, brother. Move the chains.
All right. That's why I said. But see, that's why I said I think it was scripted because he moved the chains all year, but they knew if he ran that ball, what would have happened? They told Lamar, man, not to run that ball, man. I don't care what nobody says. I ain't never seen him play like that. None this year. And they didn't hand it off to the running back? Come on, man.
My Betty says Lamar didn't run or use his running back. Why? He said they tried to fix things that wasn't even broken.
Yeah, what was you doing?
Chris Jones is clearly somebody on that O-line daddy because he's just throwing them boys around like it didn't matter. Y'all ain't going to jump in and do something.
Right.
Bite him. Yeah. All right, let's bring Rev T in. What's up, Rev?
Rev T, I'm still alive.
What's up, man? Oh, baby, how you doing? Bless your heart, Sugar Daddy T. Go ahead. Hey, man, I see your San Francisco 49ers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, Sugar. Bless your heart. They ain't going to the Super Bowl, ain't they? praise God. Go ahead, praise all that praise God. Okay. Who that in the background? I heard a hurricane. Who else is that in the background? Who that? Who that? Who that?
Everybody.
Anyway, you know, when I was coming outside to call Kel's Corner, right, I had stepped on some ketchup, a packet of ketchup. And what I was really going to talk about, well, the ketchup just changed all my mind. Ketchup. You can say ketchup and say, oh, he's saying, like C-H-T-A-C-H, ketchup. Well, he's saying ketchup, right? You step on ketchup, squeeze it all out. Detroit Lions. Lady T, you want me to tell you why the San Francisco 49ers really going to the Super Bowl right now?
Okay.
I heard y'all conspiracies, and you know what? Some of that stuff y'all said very well may be true, but let's talk about the game of football, why the Detroit Lions not going to the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks or a week and a half or so. Why?
Okay.
Because when that young boy Gibbs fumbled the ball, that man, their coach, on their next series, he didn't put that youngin' right back out there and say, you know what? Go clean this up.
Go clean it up.
Because before the youngin' fumbled the football, he was ripping San Francisco defense apart. I don't care what Steve Wilks was putting out there on that young boy. They couldn't stop him. And they was using him in Montgomery as a 1-2 punch. Let's not get it twisted. It wasn't like Goff was having an all-star game throwing the football. And it wasn't like his receivers was having an all-star game catching the football. But one thing that was damn good and true, when that young boy Gibbs had that football in his hand in that first half, they didn't know what to do with him. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so you could talk about he should have kicked field goal, yada, yada. That's just my conception. But catch up, though. Let me catch up, though. They should have been fired. Let me jump back to the NBA real quick. They should have been fired that Bama West Unsell Jr. Should have been fired him. And I'm glad they fired that Bama and all that moving him from the upper room. No, that was just a nice way of firing him with some grace and some dignity for who his daddy was to the organization and more. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So then let me catch up. Let me flip back now. NFL, let me catch up now. catch up. I'm catching up right now. Let's talk about these Washington Commanders. Y'all ready? Dig it. See,
let's
a couple of days ago, after that NFC Championship game, I made a post that Eric Bieniemy ought to go ahead and be the head coach of the Washington Commanders, and that Bama, Ben Johnson, need to stay right there in Detroit. And a lot of Bamas on Twitter took that as, oh, I was hating on Ben Johnson. No, I wasn't hating on Ben Johnson. I went on to make another post that said Ben Johnson got business in Detroit that he wants to clean up. Yeah? Huh. What happened today? I'll wait.
Exactly.
Mama say, let me sing your song real quick. Hold my mule. Mama say, mama mock you saw. So at the end of the day, you know, they could go get Quinn or whatever. What has Quinn really done? Wasn't the other team Quinn was on just as quick as that? Oh, Dan Quinn here. Dan Quinn ass was gone. Yeah?
Right.
Right? So why not go ahead and get Eric Bieniemy a chance? And see, let's stop this conspiracy. Oh, you saying that because he's black. I don't give a damn if he's a Negro. I give a damn that man is an offensive. He's one a respected offensive genius mind. He's a respected coach throughout the league, not only by his peers, but by players throughout the organization and outside of the organization. And that man was a part of the championship runs up in Kansas City with Andy Reid. So why not Eric Bieniemy? But you know, hey, that's my opinion. But look, though, I got to go catch up on these orders before these people start getting mad about these damn pieces. I'll holler at y'all next week. I love you so much, Lady T. Congratulations to them San Francisco Bamas. Them Bamas need to leave Chase Young alone. His ass ain't even at home now, and they still trying to find reasons why he ain't this and he ain't that. All I know is Chase Young is an NFC champion and possibly about to be a Super Bowl champion. And what y'all got? And where y'all at?
Right.
I'll wait. Y'all know what this is, and I ain't never short of my words. DMV Kelly, I love the hell out you. Lady T, I love the hell out you. Praise God, Candy. Y'all know what this is. The people's hype, man. Say it with me. Hey, Kel, I'm about to make Blue Chew my new sponsor, Blue Chew.
Okay. Do your thing.
Bye, y'all.
Hey, Ram T, you still there? You still there?
Nah, he hung up.
Okay.
Now,
be
let's...
Be careful, the Blue Chews will send you to the emergency room, man. You got to be careful with the Blue Chew, man.
Let's go to Kirby, man. Kirby, forgive me. Forgive me. Kirby been patiently waiting, y'all, and I've been going everywhere. What's up, Kirk?
Now, how am I going to come on and beat what Red P just said? Because I agree with him. I want E.B. for our head coach.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
That would be a good move.
Yeah,
that would
be. Quinn's had his chances now. My question is, what has Dan Quinn done with his awesome defense in the playoffs?
Yeah.
You know, they dominate the whole year practically, and then the playoffs they just sleepwalk or something. I don't know what.
Fizzled out.
They showed enough did.
I want to know when he get interviewed and they ask him about 28-3. I want to know what he say then.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I was sitting here, you know, I picked the Chiefs to win and they won, and I'm sitting here watching the Lions and they're up 17 points. I'm feeling, well, I'm going to get 2 out of 2 and I hope the score, you know, it's going to come down to the score and boom, it's 24-24. And I said, well, the Lions get 6 more points and win, I'm going to win it all.
Yeah.
And then boom, boom. Kansas
boom,
City,
boom,
I mean, the 49ers, the ball bounced the right way off a guy's face mask, and he caught it there in the air. And,
yeah.
You know, just all kind of magic stuff. And it just, I can't believe this. They up, lines up 17 points. But anyway, it is what it is. You got to give it to the 49ers because they always find a way to win. And they never give up. You know, they're down 17 points and everybody's thinking, well, they're going to lose. But they didn't believe they was going to lose because they kept fighting and scratching and, you know. But, yeah, I called up Lady too. Well, I sent her a congratulations, you know. But, Lord have mercy. My blood pressure went 2,000 over 900.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Lord
oh,
have mercy. Show did. But, yeah. But anyway, it's going to be a good Super Bowl, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet on the red team. I'm going to bet on the red team this time.
Hold on, Kurt. Both of them wear red, man.
I know. That's what I said. I'm going to bet on
that's
both of them.
That's what he's talking about.
You
bet on the red team.
Yeah, yeah.
He putting the D-mile move. I ain't mad at you, Kurt.
But anyway, I just always like to call in, listen to what the family has to say about everything, every sport. You know, I learned a lot listening to you guys. Anyway, I just want to say hi and God bless.
God bless, bruh.
God bless you too, Kirby. I'm going to say Kim. Kirby.
God bless.
Yeah, Kirby.
Yeah.
Where's the 007 at? Where's 007 at?
He at
work. Playing hook. Huh?
Yeah,
he
at work.
Oh, you mean he's in the bathroom at work. He's always calling for the bathroom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we... I don't know. I don't think it's a game at Capital One Arena tonight. I don't think it is. I'm not sure. Hey, and real quick, y'all. Ovechkin is looking old as a bug, yeah. I was watching him play the other day, and he came to the side and took his helmet off. I was like, oh, man. Ovechkin looked like he's been drinking, you know? He looked old as a bug, man.
Straight
well,
bottom.
if he wasn't drinking then, he's drinking now.
Yeah. He the same age as LeBron. He's 38 years old.
Yeah, but he in a sport where he can actually be hit, you know.
In the mouth.
And,
yeah, he missed some teeth. They knocked him in the,
yeah.
Hit him in the mouth. He knocked all his front teeth out. So he got, that's a, he got an implant for that, like when he off, you
yeah.
know, he put it in, but when he playing, he don't wear it.
Yeah.
You just,
he
you know, yeah.
He don't want to lose
his teeth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poor
well, he got money to get his teeth fixed, so, hey, I know he ain't worried about that, so I ain't, you know, hey.
Well, I
no, he already got about four or five sets in a suitcase somewhere that they made
hey.
For him. He good.
Exactly.
Really. Hey, y'all.
Exactly.
Depot said the same thing they did to Cam, they did to Lamar. In the same thing they did to Cam in the Super Bowl did to Lamar in this game, the championship game.
Why? What do y'all think about that?
By that
it's obvious.
I don't know what else to take that
in. Man, listen. Like Doc Walker said, and I said it before, Doc Walker, the past few years, number one, Lamar is a very likable guy, but he's not marketable in their eyes. As far as Madison Avenue, you don't want a Lamar all over the posters and the billboards for upcoming this and upcoming that for one of the biggest games of the world. I don't want to say what I really want to say. I'm just trying to
exactly.
behave, but yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like they rather have a Purdy and a Mahomes. Yeah, a Purdy and Mahomes looks good on billboards everywhere. Mahomes, you know, his other side rules.
Is that
the dark side?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah,
got
the
you.
Rules. Only time they show his black father is when he's acting ignorant. He's lighting up a blunt. He's smoking this. He's acting all ghetto.
Yep.
That's the only time they show his dad. That's the only time. He's acting ignorant. Yeah, drinking, drugging, no articulation or nothing.
Yep.
It makes me sick, but it's so obvious out there.
I love you too.
I'm glad I got that out.
You was about to go.
Yeah, he was.
And living color.
I want to know why our ex left tackle. His helmet didn't fit here, but it fits real good on that 49ers team. What's the difference between our helmet and their helmet?
Well,
I need him to come on and show up some more than what he's doing, though. That's a different tool.
Our helmet was made by Dan Snyder. That 49er helmet made by Lynch. For real.
Come on, Cap.
Oh, Cap, you still with us?
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm here.
Come on, Cap. One of the last words. Come on, Cap.
Once again, it's truly a blessing to be a part of the show. I love the balance we have, man. I really do, and I want us to support Lou. I think Lou, you got a podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's make sure we support Lou, guys. Let's jump on in and support Lou. I forgot the days, but I'll check on the Kells page.
It's posted. It's on Saturday. 4 to 7.
Okay. All right, cool. Yeah, let's give Lou some love. Lou always on here. Lou faithful. You know what I mean? He adds a great balance to the show. You know what I mean? Great wit and knowledge of the game. So let's do that. That's all I got.
Montaigne, champion.
Oh, man, I can't top that. All I'm going to say is much love and respect to all of y'all. Enjoy these next 24 hours. We'll be right back on here on Thursday from 5 to 7. Y'all be safe out there and pay attention. Love y'all.
Absolutely. And with that being said, you guys, y'all know we love me, Kel and I. We love y'all's support. We appreciate y'all's support as well. So with that being said, DMV Kel and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. DMV Kel and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. DMV Kel and Lady T, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kel's Corner on Instagram at Kel's Corner and on Facebook at Kel's Corner. YouTube is coming. And you guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLain and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, if you have time on Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., tune in to Advocacy. Advocacy, they deal with all kinds of special needs, children, and people, okay? My mom is saying peace, love, and soul. Tanya already told you guys, be safe and pay attention out there. And I'm saying I love you. Kel, you have the very last word. And don't forget our sick and shut in. I'm sorry, Kel. Don't forget our sick and shut in, you guys. Kel, you have the last word.
All right. Thank you guys for sharing this 2 hours with us. Thank you for all you produce the laughter, like Lady C said. Remember, there's no phone call or text more important than your life. So put them phones down while we drive, please, please. And with that being said, we'll get up with you guys Thursday, Lord willing. Be safe like Bruh Tang. Peace, love, and soul like my Betty. And we'll get up with you folks Thursday, 5 p.m. Now, remember, there are no picks this week. No picks this week, all right? All right, guys, let's go with little Michael Jackson today. You know what I mean?
Have a great, great, spectacular, amazing Wednesday.